5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to
Tiger Band.
What's up, dog? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Urban Bobby in the house. I haven't been in it a while.
Was that urban or
yeah.
was that just?
It's Lee slang. Whoa.
Oh.
No, man. It's Lee. Sorry, Kali, for even doing that. But
it's licks.
What I want to say is this, is that I've been doing, well, welcome everybody, first of all. Hmm. Welcome to you, George. We're going to get into your mess in a sec. your chaos. Welcome to you, Gabby.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love you.
Name's Gabby.
Yeah, man.
Gab, Gab.
How's Gilbert?
He's flat.
He's pretty flat. Yeah. I love your sister so much, man.
I know.
Yeah.
She wants to come back.
I do too.
Yeah.
We should have a special Gabby episode.
Oh, God.
We should.
A sibling episode.
I invited her, but she was busy today. I have no idea with what.
Oh, fuck her.
You're her boss. You're the one that gives her the work.
Yeah.
No, she's not out. At 9 p.m.
We should have a siblings episode.
We should.
Ooh.
So you,
Ooh.
We should have like a panel Kalinda. Of you and your brother.
Stevie Wee, how do we get Stevie Weeby back?
He's coming back this year, 2020.
Stevie Weeby can come back.
2020.
So I told him to call you. I don't know if you guys know, but Steve had a little falling out
well,
with George.
Hey,
let's just
may
give
I just
a
say something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before
let's
we
be
do
careful
all this,
so we can invite him back.
No, yeah. I'm going to say one
be careful.
Thing.
Kalila, you're the voice of reason. Yeah.
I have recently uncovered the truth about everything. And while I will not mention names because it's a very delicate thing, this boils down to one homewrecker I will not name, but he is a homewrecker.
Oh, but you're okay. I know what you're doing.
Let's
and
keep
you're
it light.
Dealing with fire right
Let's
now.
That's not. I call him a homewrecker.
Hey, Khaleesi.
Anyone who gets Chill. Between yeah. brothers and our family is a homewrecker to me.
You know what happens when you poke at an incel?
Oh.
All right, guys. Let's,
they fuck up
home.
A church.
I call him a homewrecker.
They can fuck up a
incel.
Church, man.
Homewrecker.
Right? Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Those are the only keywords. Those are the only keywords you guys are getting.
Yeah,
from
yeah. Me. So stop
Move
fucking
on.
With incels.
We're not in editing this.
We're not.
No.
So let's just ease up on it. Okay.
Good way to start
you
the podcast.
You're going so hard.
Good way to start the first.
Yeah, you
solo
opened
podcast.
Like that, man. Shit, babe. I also want to say,
but yes, switch. Stevie's welcome. All. Oh wait, before we continue, Stevie's EP. Dedicated to your dad drops tomorrow. So if you can go to stevieweeby.bandcamp.com.
And I've heard it. And you ask Eric Griffin. Eric Griffin, he should know because he's black.
He is?
No, it's really good. It really is good. My is brother's it, EP.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What I don't
do you
know. What did Eric have to be? What is that?
Because Eric called me and he goes, yo, man, it's so good.
Eric is also very musical, if you've watched.
Yeah, he's very musical. Okay.
Wait, you don't plan on having yourself a listen? Because I'm going to listen.
No, I listened to it already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really good.
We should play some at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we will.
I will. He sent it to me.
We sent it. But I also want to thank you, because now, if you guys don't know this, if you go to allthingscomedy.com, I don't know how you get there, but I don't know where it's on. But, you know, on Tuesdays at the Ice House, I'm doing a new joke night. It's called Bobby Bombing, and I did it tonight. I had Rena Zaza on it, and the dwarf. What's his name?
Brad Williams.
Brad.
I know his name. I love that little man.
He's joshing.
Little guy. He's my little man.
What is that? What kind of
No, because the thing is that everyone says that about me. And he's the only one I can say that about. He's my little baby.
With
baby.
That logic, yeah, yeah,
fair play.
That's yeah. fair. That's
well,
fair.
What's up, tiny? You know what I mean? I call him that, yeah. right? And I'll
that's
lean on
true,
him.
That's true. Because all of my captions, all of my captions that describe you are always my little rambutan or my little potato.
I know, and I'm tired of that shit.
Or my little pop-pops.
And now I'm diverting it to fucking Brad Williams.
Okay, I see.
You know what I mean?
I see
you're
that, yeah.
you're projecting.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I always go, how's Middle Earth and all that kind of stuff.
You know what I call him when he comes in the house?
What?
Like, hi, my little peep-pops.
I know, it drives me fucking So I want to also, talking about Stevie Weeby, something came up, and at first, I didn't think it was a big deal because I've been thinking about it over, you know, over the last couple of years, and it doesn't really bother me until my brother. So we're, you know, I did his show, and my brother and I were hanging out, and no, we were at Park's Barbecue, and my brother goes, "Yeah, man, they're disrespecting you, dude. You know how Steve does it, mm-hmm. right? I go, who the yeah. fuck's disrespecting me? Mm-hmm. High school, dude. Your high school is disrespecting you, dude. I go, you mean the school I went to, Poway High? He goes, yeah, dude. You're not on the Poway High School Hall of Fame.
Oh. Yeesh.
And I go, I don't care about that. Like, why would I give a shit? He goes, it's disrespectful, dude. It's about ethics.
What is he doing?
And what's right or wrong and stuff like that. And then I started sweating. I go, you're fucking right.
He convinced you.
Yeah, it's about the ethical quality of the situation. Mm-hmm. And he goes, look at it. So we go to Poway High School's alumni page. And I honestly have tried to be like sensible about it, right? To go, okay, maybe the people on this list, right, are way more famous than me, and I get it. Because mm-hmm. if it had like Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
What's a magician's name?
David Blaine.
David Blaine,
yeah.
Right? Right? If they had anything like that.
Yeah. Bill Clinton.
He's not a magician.
Yeah, yeah.
Magician Bill Clinton?
Yeah, no. Bill Clinton. That's a good one. You know what? Stop shaming this one.
It's a local North Hollywood act.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, Gabby.
Gabby knows magician.
That was good. So Bill Clinton. So you go, you know, I would, if those names were on it, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm a fucking comedian. Who gives a shit, right? But we Googled every fucking name.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We Googled every name on it, right? And I couldn't in my head figure out why they got on to this honorable list. And me and Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 went to my school. He's not on it.
He's not?
I'm not on it. And what I realize is that the only people they nominate are people with Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
Why, what are we doing, babe?
Oh, no, I'm having some gastrointestinal upset, and I think I might have just mouth burped.
Oh, it's okay, babe.
So
audio loud. Heard it, yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine, babe, all right? But I'm on a rant right now.
I'm sorry.
Stop and fucking your health doing gastro fucking burps during my rants. All right, woman?
I'm sorry.
So anyway, then I started getting rage eyes when my brother was like, see, who's this guy? Like, click on somebody.
Yeah, we have Justin Woodruff.
Okay, what does he do?
From 1996.
What do he do?
Obviously, he's one of the most well-known orthopedic surgeon specialists in Arizona.
Wait.
And you are who, Bobby?
Yeah.
That's impressive. He fixes human bodies.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, is he the only dude that does that?
But you fix human hearts.
And minds. And feet.
Dreamweaver.
I'm a dreamweaver.
Yeah.
All right? I create cascades of magic mentally with my words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People hop on clouds and they live in the netherworld through our joy. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying, George?
Oh, completely.
Yeah. I could have said it differently and didn't make any sense what I said, but you get what I'm saying.
It hits me in the heart.
Exactly. All right. So I'm asking Tiger Belly listeners to do a simple thing.
Request.
Right?
Get signatures? I think we should get signatures.
No, you can go to the Poway High School Alumni Hall of Fame website.
PoweyHighAlumni.org.
.org.
Nominate a candidate.
You can nominate a candidate. And I want everyone to fill out this form, right? I want hundreds of thousands of nominations.
For both Tom and Bobby.
First me, though.
Mm-hmm. First okay. Bobby.
Yeah, first do me. And if you have time, do Tom DeLonge as well.
Hey, if they don't accept you... What picture did your picture end up in the wrong high school's yearbook? Maybe you'll end up in their Hall of Fame.
So okay. All right. So I don't know if you guys know this, but my senior year at Poway High School, we got our yearbook at the end of the year.
There was a mix-up,
and they didn't have my photo in the senior year, mm-hmm. you know, and I went to the administration. I go, because I was really sensitive about it. Mm-hmm. It was devastating. And I go, my photo's not... And what are they going to recall? They don't give a fuck. And they go, we'll do some investigating.
What is George doing there?
And so, thank you. And so then there was a school called Mount Carmel, mm-hmm. That was like
all Filipinos, right?
And there was like 40% Filipinos that went to that school.
Super Asian.
Because it was in a town called Penasquitas, and there was a lot of Filipinos that live in Penasquitas. Mm-hmm. I ended up in their yearbook. But it was, I did some research.
How's that happen?
I'll tell you, it was the same photography company, and I bet you money they looked at the pile of Poway High. Oh, we had a mix up. And they just put my fucking headshot
like,
or whatever.
We have space here.
Yeah, yeah. And they just put it. So I'm in the Penasquitas.
Hold on. Then we could theoretically nominate you for both schools and see which one takes you.
Yeah, theoretically, yes. But do Poway High School first because, you know,
I took classes.
You know, Poway High School was the school where after I graduated, they had a the kid was allowed to go to school saying that being gay is a sin, mm-hmm. right? And you know, and he wore the shirt around campus, mm-hmm. and the administration was okay with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is the same. So I believe that they nominate people based on a
Christian
value system, but it's a public fucking school, right? It's not a Christian school, right? Mm. And I could argue in court that I'm more famous than at least 40% of the people that are on fucking on that list.
Dude, if you took this to court, that would be amazing.
I might. That's how my brother got me all riled up. He got me seeing red, man. And I'm going to say this too, and I went to Chris D'Elia. I went to Whitney Cummings. I went to every comic I could, and I made my case.
You should call your agent.
I'm going to call CAA, yeah. I made my case, and I said, is this something that I should make a stink about? And
you know what?
When they said, oh, yes, said yes.
You know how we went and had a big conference with your agents and your reps at CAA?
Yeah.
What was should it have for? Brought it up then as a like top priority on their list.
By the way, I'm glad Clyla went.
Why?
Because you were able to sit in this gigantic boardroom uh-huh. with a bunch of suits taking notes.
Your reps are lovely people.
They are lovely people. I love them all.
Okay, good.
I love them all.
They're so kind and sweet and open, and they put up with you.
What? Did you see me stand up and take charge?
Yeah, I saw you. You didn't even let them like open with a sentence.
I stood up and I did a monologue.
Mm-hmm. Like, how did it go?
I don't remember.
This is what I want. This is what I don't want.
Yeah.
And you can't change my mind.
Were they laughing or were they?
No, they're all like taking feverish notes.
Oh, wow.
But you know what it is, you know, they're doing the best they can. And I want to thank Tiger Belly fans because you guys have put me back on the map, and when I see you guys at shows, I give you hugs, and I give you my little roly-poly body, and I rub my fucking skin against your skin, and we fucking make, you know.
Corona babies.
Corona babies.
Oh, nothing like a corona baby.
Fuck the coronavirus, by the way.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
I don't even know if it really exists.
Oh, God.
No, I'll tell you why.
I would like to hear this first.
Okay, thank you, Gilbert.
Okay. I want to hear it too.
But then I'm also ready for your rebuttal.
Okay, here's my theory. Okay, no, it does exist, right? But it's so minimal that to me, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's somebody out there that has a lizard tail, that was born with a lizard tail.
Your brother could probably go three hour rants about this.
Or maybe you know, somebody that was like born with their heart.
Outside of their body, that
outside
it's
of their
true.
Body.
Yeah.
But how many? Three, right? Mm-hmm. How many? 3,000, what, 3,000 people in China got the coronavirus?
I think it's like up to 5,000 in Korea.
Okay.
Iran, 8% of their parliament.
But in China, right? How many people are in China?
1 billion.
Okay. If you're saying 3,000 to 5,000 people, that's like saying if you go to a beach and find my grain of sand.
For saying that?
It would be virtually impossible to find it. Mm-hmm. All right? That's how little 3,000 people is. So that's why I don't wear the mask, and if I see Chinese people, I breathe in their fucking breath. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you double down.
I double down on it. Yeah. Do you do it?
No. I will say the numbers for coronavirus cases, 93,000 worldwide, 3,000 deaths, and then 50,000 have recovered.
I think this flu season alone has caused like 18,000 deaths.
There you go.
But here's the here's my take on it. I'm not panicked. I was not panicking at all. I just think you should be like cautious but optimistic because it is a newer virus. You still don't, there's still a lot of mysteries about it. You don't know its mechanism of action. You don't know its true mode of transmission. We're guessing 14 days. That's the best guess. But you know, with anything new, it's normal to be more fearful. But I don't think that you shouldn't be cautious in washing your hands because I think we should push that whole idea in general during flu season. So it's like, you know what? Inject a little fear and make people wash their hands because there are all the nasty motherfuckers out there, man. I see people in airports all the time. I'm like, wow. Especially this guy. This guy is a fucking cesspool. He's a cesspool. And you know what? If coronavirus hit, you're a smoker. You don't have good lungs. If you go into acute respiratory distress, you're fucked.
Okay, then I'm fucked. And I would be wrong. And on my deathbed, I'll go, you're right.
And then start
Kalilah. And I'll be dead, all right? But let me say something,
too. Me too, though.
Let me say something, too, okay? At one point in my apartment, I had 20,000 bottles of water filled with water. You know why? Y2K.
Mm. Oh, really?
I bought... Not 30,000, but I bought
a
bunch of bottle of water and baked cans like beans. What's so funny?
Just you could choose cereal.
Yeah, no.
Ravioli. Just beans.
Beans, Spam, you know what I mean? Stuff you can can up. You know what I mean?
Hold on, but what is, like, let's suppose it gets really bad. Let's say coronavirus mutates, right? And it becomes an even more virulent than its original form. And then it becomes even more pathogenic, more contagious, and it's spreading around. What do we do? What's our plan of action as a family, guys?
Well, we all meet here.
Do a podcast for sure.
Hold on. Before you enter my door, can I do the thermometer thing on their forehead?
What's that?
They'll have to get through 5 gates I built.
Okay. All
right. I mean, it's going to be like The Walking Dead. I'm going to have fences and like wires and all kinds of stuff, right? Barbed wire, right? And I'll have checkpoints, okay? But even Tiger Belly fans, you can come here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, that's the opposite of a plan.
I'm going to have 5
gates. Let's die together.
Everyone come here.
I'm going to die with you.
I would bump up the humidity and make it really hot. Because like droplets when you sneeze don't linger in the air as much when it's really hot and humid. And that's one of my plans for this home. I also, what do I want to do? I do have some N95s here, but I've had them for like a while, forever.
What's an N95?
The N95 mask. But I have my own apocalypse kit from like years ago.
Yeah.
In case of a pandemic, but
this is a stupid question.
Yeah.
So could anything ever evolve into something like zombies?
This virus.
No, because I really
of
look.
Course.
If we're gonna get okay, thank you,
idiot. Duh.
No, because I really want to test out my survival skills. I know that people always talk about if zombies come here, but like if this shit is real, bad thing to wish. But I kind of would want it to elevate to that level.
Well, I don't think the coronavirus looks as zombie-ish as you would want it to, Gil. Maybe Ebola did. Rabies does.
Like, did we turn into a bat?
No, but what you're saying is that if it evolved,
yeah,
if it mutates, could it?
Not the coronavirus, because coronavirus is the same virus as
the
common cold and like many other ones, but rabies and other types of viruses.
That's what I like.
Ebola.
That's what I like.
Ebola caused a lot of hemorrhage, so you would bleed out your eyes, your mouth, your ears, orifices. Yeah. And then I think in the final stage of Ebola, people go into a panicked hallucination.
Yeah, your organs would liquefy. Your organs would liquefy, because I read a book called, the only book I ever read, it was called Hot Zone.
Did you really read it?
I really did. And it goes into description of what Ebola does.
Wait, is that what Outbreak is based on?
The eye thing you were
talking
about.
That's real.
Oh.
Yeah, your organs liquefy.
Oh, yeah.
And you poop it out of your shit. Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh,
Ebola.
Man, that's...
It's terrible. So that's the zombie close to zombie.
I'll stay with Corona.
Yeah, stay with Corona. But how did coronavirus start?
Wait, do you want the conspiracy theorists?
Yes.
I've heard things. I don't know if it's
true
or not.
They said that it's basically biological warfare, that it was created in like a lab either in Wuhan or Canada. I'm doing cliff notes here, and that it was intentionally like leaked out because there is like a large like what do you call it? Not clinic.
What like?
What do you call it? It's like a center where they harvest and study a lot of different viruses.
I call those science buildings.
Buildings in Wuhan.
CDC. Is it CDC?
CDC.
They actually have to keep certain types of viruses on deck because they have to make vaccines.
Of course they do.
And they have to study them.
Yeah.
So they said it was intentionally leaked from Wuhan.
I have a theory about the coronavirus if you would like to listen.
I would love this one.
I believe that the coronavirus started with jury number 7.
No, was it 7 from Gabriel Fernandez?
Yes.
Context, please.
Okay, so I know we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. No, we haven't talked about
it. We talked about it in the future. We're talking about it in the
future. We're talking about it next week.
Yeah.
But
let's do a precursor. Yeah. A little bit taste.
But I saw a documentary, and I made my brother see it too, and he couldn't sleep for 3 weeks. But it's called The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. And basically, it's about an 8-year-old boy over in Alhambra.
Where is it? No. Like Antelope Valley.
Antelope Valley.
66, same thing.
Yeah. Wherever it is.
The desert, babe. The high desert.
8-year-old kid, right?
Juan.
Who ended up in the emergency room because he was beat to death by his family. His mother, Pearl Fernandez, and her boyfriend.
Isauro.
And what they did was they would take cigarettes and, you know, put it out on the kid. They would shoot the kid with BB guns. They sprayed pepper spray in his eyes. They would choke him.
They cracked his skull.
They would bash him in.
He had ligature marks, so they tied him up around his
Then they would put him in a little box, right, and spray pepper spray in the box. And then the worst is they would feed him cat litter with pee in it for his meals. So in his stomach lining, there was like cat litter.
And when the coroner did the autopsy, he explained that like usually a thymus gland that sits right here on a child is supposed to weigh, I forgot what it was, but it was like, you know, let's suppose the normal one was like 100 grams, right? And it was supposed to be this big. When he did the autopsy on Gabriel, an 8-year-old, he says there was barely a thymus gland, which means that he had been undergoing an intense amount of stress for an extended period of time.
For 8 months.
The point where an organ is no longer visible.
For 8 months, this kid lived there. And then when he ended up in the emergency room, all the doctors and nurses saw the condition this kid was in, and it was so preventable. But now the parents are on trial, and now the first trial is with the boyfriend. What's his name?
Isauro,
and he admits that he did it. He admits that he's guilty, right? And there's a juror number 7, a Chinaman, a fucking Chinaman, right? This fool's like, I don't know if he have intent to kill because, you know, I don't know his intention was to kill. So I don't know if he guilty or not guilty or not. I don't know.
Did they interview him?
Yeah.
I gotta say this.
Right? He tried to be Vulcan as a juror, but you as a juror, you know what I mean? You can't get technical. It's like he tortured of course he had the intent to kill him. He tortured him for 8 months. You mean every little bit of hit and this and that, you know it could kill the kid, right? So what's the problem? But I think eventually, because the guy got the death penalty, so the Chinaman got, you know what I mean? He kind of caved in, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you guys are going to go, you're woke, and you're like, Bobby, you shouldn't say Chinaman. I am Asian. Full. 90% Korean, 10% Japanese.
0% Chinese.
Sorry, I shouldn't say Chinaman. You're right.
But you've been probably...
No, you're right. You're right.
You've probably been called Chinaman a lot growing up.
A lot, so maybe I...
Projecting. Yeah.
Projecting. Yeah,
this is an episode of all projections.
It's all projections.
Do you know when I first came from the Philippines, I used to say Arkansas?
For cancer or Kansas?
Doctor, I have stage 5 Arkansas.
I just... I just remembered Gilbert mentioning the magician Billy Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
And I thought to myself, oh, yes, yes, he's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
I used to say Connecticut.
Yeah. Cleveland's a great one for Asians.
What is?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Cleveland. That's what they used to say.
That's interesting.
My dad used to go. It's so funny when you have immigrant parents. You have to memorize three different kinds of languages. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
English, obviously, because you live in America. Mm-hmm. Korean, because I lived in the Korean. And then their version of English.
Oh, yes. You know what? Absolutely.
I agree.
Right? I agree.
So now you have to memorize three languages. So it's like, my dad would go, Urenji. What does that mean?
Orange?
Orange juice.
Orange.
Yeah. Aircon.
Aircon is what we call the Philippines.
We too call it.
No, but dude, it's not in the dictionary.
I was humiliated.
Aircon.
Yeah, because I used to call, and when I would need a maxi pad, I'd be like, hi, can I, do, like, you know, in a woman's bathroom, let's say I was like bleeding out my vag. And okay. I ran out of like. Yep.
Ebola? Yeah.
Hygiene, a feminine, a pad. That's what they call it in America, is pads. But I'd be like, hi, excuse me, do you have an extra napkin?
Oh.
Yeah. And then they'd like pull out an actual like table napkin, right?
Yeah.
And they'd pass it to me, and I'd be like, "Oh, fucking rude bitch! That's not what I wanted."
Yeah. Did your parents have anything like that?
No, napkin. My dad used to work at a gas station because he was a lawyer in the Philippines and he was a mayor. Moved to Chicago, mm-hmm. Worked at a gas station. One time, a lady came in and she said, "Excuse me, sir, do you know where I get tampons?" And he was like, "Oh my god, what happened to your engine?" He didn't understand like what that was.
Tampons still aren't sold a lot in the Philippines.
Yeah,
what do they use?
You just napkin,
napkins,
a pad, because they have this idea of, you know, like it's a Catholic country still. The whole idea of de-virginizing. Ooh. So like diva cups and things like that aren't really used over there.
So I don't know much about
tampons. Aren't good.
You know what a diva cup is?
No,
that one's weird.
What is it?
It's a little cup that catches your blood.
So a diva cup is a silicone cup that you insert in your vagina. And it basically just captures the blood.
Oh.
And it's reusable because you can just boil it.
Vampires love that. They do, because they take a shot.
I should tell you my experience the first time I tried a diva cup.
What?
It was in our old apartment, and I was so frightened. I put this silicone cup up there.
Yeah.
And then it really like stuck to my walls and my vag, and I couldn't take it out.
Uh-huh.
So I got on the ground and I birthed it like a baby.
Oh, God.
And I was on the phone with my sister. I'm like, push. She was like, push. And I was like birthing it like a baby because I just didn't know how to use it. Because I'm in my 30s. Like a lot of the young girls, they use diva cups really well because they're trained. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking ignorant person.
But how? I don't know how a tampon's used.
I can show you.
No, but so
we have one.
So you have a cotton.
Okay, so it's a cotton torpedo inside an applicator.
George, can you grab one?
Oh, he doesn't. But he has one in his pocket.
You were testing me with that.
Yeah, you stick it. Okay, you stick the applicator inside. Then you stick the cotton inside the applicator.
Yeah. So okay, here. So here, look at this.
Yeah.
This is the tampon.
Yeah.
It's and this is the tail of it, right?
Right.
So you put this part
all
the way up to the vagina.
Yeah.
And so this is the mouth of the vagina right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So now you just have to push. push this part in so that this cotton part goes further up.
And then you take the plastic part
and you take it out. Yeah.
And then how long do you keep it for? A month in there?
It depends on your flow. A month? This isn't a NuvaRing.
Fermentation.
No, what do you do? How long do you keep
it? You're supposed to change it. Like, I'm really anal about it, so yeah. I change mine every 3 to 4 hours, even if.
But what would happen if you kept it in there for a month?
You would get a toxic shock syndrome, because bacteria would then be recruited up to your vag, and it would enter your bloodstream, and you'd die.
Yuck. All right, I learned. I never knew about it, and thank you so much.
Yeah, but just tampons in general are kind of becoming archaic. It's not; they're not really
people still use
great
pads
for you, huh?
Pads. People still use.
I
pads.
Honestly like. I feel more comfortable now with pads than tampons. I just it's not working for me anymore.
We gotta evolve our bodies so that just doesn't happen anymore.
To bleed, I love bleeding. I love bleeding so much that you know what I hate. I hate the 3 days before my period. That's when I feel the absolute worst, the heaviest, the headaches, everything. But once the cork pops,
yeah,
and once I see that first sight of blood, I'm like, thank God. Then the weight sort of sheds, the period pains go away.
Yeah. I've always, honestly, as a man, because I've lived as a man for a very long time, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You believe?
I mean, I sure.
I think you know.
I think I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, all I know is this. Wouldn't it be just for a year, I would want to know what it's like to be a woman. But actually just biologically a woman. Go through the menstrual cycle. I think I would better understand Kalila and other women, mm-hmm. what they go through. Right? Maybe I would just get really moody too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck this. You know what I mean? And be like really fucked up about things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Turn that off! You know what I mean? You know how women do it?
I don't get...
you know what I mean?
I don't get...
Shut up! Shut, shut, shut!
That's exactly it.
Quiet, quiet, quiet! Whatever. I don't know, but you know.
I don't get bitchy. I get teary-eyed. I get emotional. Also...
You cry over nothing. Oh, Bachelor!
And then I wake up and go, I had a dream about you.
Yeah, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. But wouldn't you... I would like to know, like, what it'd be like to be a hot woman. To go to a bar. Mm-hmm. See, I just would like that experience of like how creepy dudes get, right?
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
dude just eyeing you. And then me just, you know what I mean, eyeing them back like, what?
Have you seen the show Altered Carbon on Netflix?
No.
So that's what that show is.
Really?
You can purchase new bodies and they're called sleeves. So you can buy a woman's body. Or like say a child dies. Some of these parents can't afford a new body for their child, like a kid's body because they're expensive. They'll put their child's like mine, like in a 50-year-old person. That's only what's available.
So is it a good show?
It's very sci-fi. It's pretty good.
It's what channel is it on?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Hang on. But does the 50-year-old body then act like a child?
Yeah, it's sad. You see the parents when like their kid gets in a car accident, but they save the memories. They put in a new body. It's all they can afford. Say it's like a 70-year-old man. Aww. They see the man. You just see this man crying, saying, yeah. Mom. And it's just an old man, though.
Oh, that's cool. I want to watch that yeah. show.
Now, hang on. I want to change his attitude, not his body. So can I buy a new attitude?
You mean take like LeBron James memories and put it into Bobby's somebody? Body?
Put somebody else in my Bobby body Lee. Then. That's not me then.
I know.
Can you do it with a dog?
Wait, do you hear what like, she wants to put a different person in your body.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be with me. That's what I mean. But could you put a dog? Like if your dog died, can you put it in an old man's body?
I didn't see it in
the show. And go, hey, Gobi. And Gobi, go, you know what I mean? The old man, go, go.
I didn't see it in the show, but someone did insult someone. If you ever fucking talk back to me, I'll put your fucking body in a dog sleeve. So it could happen.
Oh, and vice versa, maybe.
Yeah.
What an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Ricky Gervais was a pop star in the Philippines in the 80s?
No.
I knew we had a pop band, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, she showed me the photo while we were in the car.
He looked like David Bowie.
Yeah, and I almost crashed the car.
We should get him here.
I was in shock.
But that's, you know how TJ Miller was here the other day and he said there are no flops in the Philippines?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Like if you are somehow not feeling very relevant here,
yeah.
Take a lap around the islands. You're going to feel like a fucking rock star.
Now, if Pauly Shore went to the Philippines.
Oh, massive pandemonium.
No.
Absolutely.
That's him in the white.
It is George.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It looks like the other guy looks like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Right?
Yeah, gorgeous. But
handsome
look at Ricky.
Boys.
Wow, he's so slim.
He's so slim.
We eat that up in the Philippines.
So if I told Pauly, you got to come to the Philippines with me, people would recognize him there?
Absolutely.
I can't believe it, really.
He was massive when I was
No, I mean, I love Pauly. I just did a show. I love him. He's like my brother.
Oh, they would freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Can I say something about Pauly, though? Mm-hmm. When I did his first of all, if anyone's listening, which I know you are,
so thank you,
is you got to watch Polly's podcast.
I watched it.
It's a hoot. Yep.
With
it's
me?
Yeah.
It's a hoot.
It's so fun.
It's wild. It's fun.
It's fun, wild. And did you see when he got emotional?
Yes, I did. In the little hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started crying and he touched my heart. He goes, his mom died, mm-hmm. his dad died, and his sister died in the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my dad died 6 months ago. I'm still fucked up over it. I mean, imagine losing that many people. Mm-hmm. And I can't get into details about this, but he doesn't talk to his other brothers. He has two other brothers, and they're going through some legal, to say that, mm-hmm. problems. So he doesn't have them. So during Christmases, he's alone. In fact, he tries to be on a flight on Christmases and holidays so that he doesn't have to think about, you know what I mean, being alone. So I invited him to our Christmas party, and he said, you know, because we have a Christmas party every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come next year, he said. Mm-hmm. But when he said that to me, it touched a part because, you know, there was a point where I was so scared of the guy.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago. I was really scared of him and his family, you know, because I was a young guy and I just trying to get into the business. And I had no idea what I was doing. And, you know, and Polly was crazy back then. You know, he was in the midst of like coming down from a gigantic fame thing, right? And so we had a kind of relationship where he would like, go get me a Coke, and I'll run and get him a Coke, right? Or, you know, because he was kind of like more of a boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but when he, you know, he opened up to me, and I've always felt this about him, that we were more than just friends or acquaintances, that I owe him and his family everything. And he knows that. Mm-hmm. I've said that to him before. And I've known him for so long that, you know, I actually really truly love the guy. And when he cried in front of me on his podcast, it really was just, I felt sad about it. But I also felt like he was comfortable enough to get emotional. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I owe him a lot. So if you check out his show, because his show is now turning into this house party thing. Mm-hmm. And he yells at this. There's this guy, I forgot his name, but there's a guy that looks like a smaller Larry David.
Oh, the old guy?
The old guy he screams at. And it's sort of like Astra Coo's on it. Mm-hmm. And it's very kind of chaotic, but it's pretty fun and I like doing it. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. You did see it, baby?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so... And also, yeah, that's it.
Of course, yours is the most viewed one.
Of course, no.
Of course.
Can't be.
Since
100,000.
Oh, shut up.
Already? Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Since we haven't really had a solo in a long time.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about our trip to Hawaii with your mom and your brother.
Even before that.
What happened?
What happened before that?
You had a trip to Hawaii.
You were there?
Yeah.
That's where I connected with your sister.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll tell you why I like your sister more than you.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
I mean, you have to know the truth.
I know why I like her more than me myself. I love her.
Here's the thing.
I really do.
When you see your sister, you know immediately that she's related to you.
That's why you like her so much?
No, that's what I like. Oh, I see. You know, I don't like meeting siblings and I go, that's your brother? Like when I see Chris D'Elia's brother, Matt,
yeah.
You can see.
I see what you're saying.
The family blood.
Different but the same.
Right. If I see Kalilah and her sister, I feel the same way. You can see the shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
that's the
Yeah, you do.
You just see big, male, broad, masculine
shoulders.
It's like
broad, you know what I mean? It's like, Michael Phelps shoulders.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they have like long limbs.
Long limbs.
Yeah. So you can go, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So when I see Gab, I see a part of you, which initially was like, oh, that's interesting. I might want to like her. But here's the difference. You're a doormat.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're a fucking doormat. I could piss on your face and you'll just giggle like a bitch.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You should have said schoolgirl. I know you were going for schoolgirl, but then you said bitch.
That's why I let him go because it was weird.
I love you.
I know you do.
You know that I do, right? But Gabby, your sister, is a feisty one. Mm-hmm. It's like a sturgeon fish. Mm-hmm. It's hard to catch.
I've never heard that comparison, but I like
it. Yeah.
She's like a sturgeon.
I didn't even know what a sturgeon was.
Because it's in Stardew Valley. Oh, God. Because there's fishing. Okay, so if you're playing Stardew Valley, there's hundreds of fish in it, right? But you can tell... When you're fishing in it, and there's different places you can fish. You can fish in a pond, the ocean, or a river, right? Mm. And there's a lake up north where the sturgeon fish in this game is. And you can always tell when it's a sturgeon because it's almost impossible to catch. Because the line goes, you know what I mean? And you go, oh, fuck, I gotta catch the sturgeon.
Have you had sturgeon before?
I don't even know what it is.
It's a tougher fish.
Oh, I gotta have it.
Yeah, yeah.
For you. Wexler's Deli has it. It's delicious.
Oh, really?
What else is a tough fish in it is the squid is almost impossible to catch. And then there's legendary fish, but the sturgeon is one of the harder fish to catch.
I love that.
I have catfishes too. Growing up in America.
But let me finish this.
Oh, yeah. I have a question after.
She's
that,
hard to catch like a sturgeon.
She has an attitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of a attitude.
My kind of girl.
You know what I mean? It's like she doesn't roll over like you.
Yeah.
Like if I kick her from behind,
she kicks back harder.
Yeah. She doesn't do right? yes and. She doesn't do yes and.
She doesn't do yes and. And she's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Right? And she's feisty. Mm-hmm. You know? And but that's, you can't help being weak.
Thank you so much for uplifting me. An employee of Tiger Belt.
Not weak, but like, you know, you can't help being sensitive.
I'm a chameleon.
Whoa, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a chameleon.
What are you saying to me?
I know how I have to be around you.
What
kind of show would this be if I was constantly fighting with you?
That's true. That's a good point.
That's true. You're
it
playing
would be bad
the game.
Friends.
It would be bad friends, and we know that puts you in a good mood all the time, that show.
Well, you know, Santino calls me every day.
You're in a good mood.
And he puts me in the worst moods every fucking time. It's always something. Hey, you didn't post that thing. Post the fucking thing. We gotta get numbers, right? It's just his tone. He doesn't say hello. How are you? What?
Have you posted a thing,
George?
Whoa,
George.
Bad time to come in,
George. There's no. You can never. I don't buy it.
What?
Your attitude toward me right now.
I was just curious.
No, I don't listen to you. There's nothing you can do.
Santino,
I'm projecting.
But still take it. He's projecting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's trying to do a thing. And, you know, have you noticed? First of all, what's the rule? The rule is you never say you're getting engaged in front of the other couples.
Really?
Yeah. Because the other couple will automatically go, well, where's my ring?
I have never done that to you. In the history, everyone has gotten married.
But look how your body's reacting. Look how your body's reacting.
And I have
never pressured Gilbert.
You.
You think it.
No, in fact,
you fucking think it and you know it.
The last conversation we had was, should we even bother? Is it something we ever want to do?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we were watching some show.
Hold on. I joke.
I don't know. Well, yesterday we were watching some show. Oh, we were watching.
Is it the British one?
No, we're watching
American Idol.
American Idol, okay. Right? And somebody proposed on the show that was auditioning.
Which is like cheesy.
Cheesy, right?
Gilbert
and then
style.
She looks at me and she puts her hands up and she does this. Where's my ring? Right? And she does that often.
I only do
but
that
she's
when
been
I'm...
doing a lot since you fucking said it out loud, you
true.
Fuck. All right? Congratulations.
Congratulations. We love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but don't ever do that again.
Hang on, George.
I don't
is she...
yeah, you're divorced.
Are we still under strict orders to never speak about her?
Generally.
Oh,
she doesn't
okay.
gain anything from it. You know, it's a regular job. You know,
right,
if you have a regular job, yeah. There's nothing to gain from fame. But
I know,
we
but
can talk
we're not
going to,
I don't even know her name.
Me.
All right. So
yes, you do. We all do. We love her.
We love
She's
her. But my point is that
Tatiana is amazing.
She's great. So Tatiana, I like her. Mm-hmm. And is she trying to get a green card? What's the deal? What is the fucking angle here, bud? What's the angle? Is it like no sex until marriage? Or what is it?
I'm just a fun-loving guy, man.
Oh! Fun-loving guy.
But yeah.
I should apply what's
the We really didn't even tell people, because I left a tiny clip on the end of the two episodes ago.
That's
but
true.
George told us through text.
Yes, that
yeah,
George
yeah.
Kimmel's engaged, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's, or
and Bobby's not happy about it. In fact, Bobby has yet to congratulate
Can
him.
You walk me through that? Because when we found out, Kalala started crying. Mm-hmm. I started freaking out. But you kind of were like in this, like you just your eyes
because
glazed out.
I honestly thought it was sabotage.
Your first instinct.
It's always that because I come from a traumatic point of view.
Uh-huh.
So I always think that everyone's against me.
Yeah.
Like even tonight, right? When I did the new joke night at the Pasadena Ice House, mm-hmm. which you guys should come every Tuesday.
I wanted to come. I was waiting for the invite. I didn't know if I was allowed to come.
Come,
like, new joke
and honestly, come and watch Bobby bomb. It's called Bobby Bombing. But my point is that even when I went up there, the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, fuck you guys. You guys showed up just to sabotage, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone started laughing, and I was kidding, obviously. But the thing is that I always go think, oh my God, you okay?
I cough.
Okay. But I go into everything like, you know, either people are trying to trick me or they're trying to one-up me. And I'm trying to work through all that.
Do you feel one-upped by him?
A little bit, yeah.
How?
I don't know why. It's the way he said it.
But we have...
Hey, guys!
He didn't say anything.
He did. No. He sent us a text.
But this is what in my mind.
Oh, I see.
Hey, guys! Hi! I'm getting married! Congratulate me, guys! Right? That's what it felt like.
Man.
I know.
But
deep trauma.
But, you know, for him and Tatiana, you know, they marriage holds a lot of value to them. For us, we, you know, we're not there. It's just not our, you know, priority. It's a different thing.
It is a priority for me.
Babe, really? 7 years, babe? How much of a priority is
it? You have to understand that, lady. You have to fucking understand that.
Oh, no, what did I start?
Look what your happiness has started.
No, this is a good thing. 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 You didn't start anything, all right? This is a good thing.
Play along.
But I've been in five relationships before Kalila. Each relationship either lasts from 2 months to 2 years at tops. The last three were 2 years and then done. And I get a fucking, I just, you know, after 2 years, I'm just like, I'm out. I don't want to, I can't. I just don't have any feeling there's a future. And also you can tell that they're, you know, not really fully, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with Kalila, this has been 7 years. So it's triple the amount I've been in a relationship, right? And I trust her more than I trust my brother Steve. My brother Steve's shifty, right? I love him.
Good music.
You know, but...
EP drops tomorrow.
EP drops tomorrow.
Or today, by the time this comes out.
Listen. Yeah, but, you know, Kalala's like everything to me, you know? So it's like, and now after, because I've never been in this situation before, ever, right? I'm a slow learner. That now my thoughts are, you know, toward our future. But, you know, I work like a turtle. I do turtle pace and everything, right? And you just sped it up a little bit.
You're turning courthouse into a wedding.
Turning into a hair.
But when I do a wedding, it's going to be the best
courthouse
wedding.
Courthouse wedding.
No.
Elopement.
No. It's going to be the best wedding ever existing.
In what?
Everyone's coming.
Is it California?
Yeah. Oh, LA, Hollywood, baby.
Mm. I mean, well.
I'm going to invite everybody.
Then it's just going to be like a show. It's not going to be meaningful and like intimate and full of feeling.
It's
going
to be more than a show. It's going to be a series.
I know, but I don't want to have to like worry about like, I want to just be there with you and our family.
And Pauly Shore is going to be there.
Okay, and can we have another one in the Philippines? If we're going that big, can we have
Santino
two and have
has
another
to
one
go?
In the Philippines?
Who's going to go on my side? I'll tell you who's on. I'll rattle off my side. Okay?
You're going to make a rattle off.
I'm going to rattle my side. All right.
I have zero because my family can't get visas.
Joey Santiago from the Pixies.
All right.
Paul Banks.
Hold on. I want to know your groomsmen first.
Oh, shit.
And if these guys make the cut.
No.
Yes, I think so.
I'll be an usher.
Absolutely, you will.
I think you would. I don't have any friends.
Dude, your groomsman could be just your brother. You just have a best man.
You
don't
need
have
like
to
five
do,
dudes.
You don't have to do that. This,
you know what you're doing right now? Yeah. You don't want to be my groomsman.
I want to marry you guys.
Oh, you have a license?
Are you ordained? Okay. I'm ordained.
Okay, we'll rock paper scissors for it.
You would
you
do
probably
it?
Ask Kalila first.
Good, because I don't want you as a groomsman.
But you want him to be the pastor?
You
that
be the pastor.
In front of all these big comics, you want that?
Yeah. I want him to blush. I want him to mess up the line.
I'm going to try to make jokes and just bomb on the biggest stage ever.
Yeah.
This couple's like a futon.
Shut up. How come we've never seen your jokes, mister?
I'll release my tape. Mine's shitty, too.
I think mine would be Steve.
No, he's going to be your
best man.
Best man.
Cousins? No.
So Gilbert. Then it would have to be some comic.
Santino.
Even though, sure. Yeah, but he's... I guess, yeah, Santino.
No, I feel like Santino would be best as to officiate the wedding.
Yeah. I would do Santino. I would probably do Ask D'Elia. What's that? You?
No.
Who?
Woo 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 woo.
Who's that?
Wait, let him come up with it on his own.
Yeah. Woo 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 woo.
Who else? I just want to say name some more names.
Woo woo woo. I'm just going woo 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 woo.
I'll let you think about that.
You got to throw Renz in there.
You got it.
Right?
You got to throw Renz.
You already know who it is?
Yeah.
From woo 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 woo. Do it again. Oh, Eric Griffin. Eric Griffin.
You're telling me when I squished my face down?
Yeah. Oh, Eric Griffin.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, because you did a squishy face. Yeah, woo 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 woo. Yeah, definitely Eric Griffin. It would be Eric Griffin, but he would take up three groomsmen.
Then you're covered then.
I'm covered.
You're covered.
All I need is Santino, Eric Griffin, Pauly. I would ask Pauly.
This is a group.
What?
You'd have to have somebody non-showbiz like Renzo or Gilbert.
Oh, Renzo.
Oh, wait, Renzo.
Oh, yeah, Gilbert, non-showbiz. You just slammed him, babe.
Lila.
That was a good slam.
I thought we were
friends.
Sorry,
I was like, whoa.
I thought we were friends. I'm so sorry. I love
that. Should have had better futon, babe.
I don't have any showbiz bridesmaids.
Ask me. I'm not in showbiz.
Wait, will you be... Hold on. Gilb, would you be in my bridal party?
Sure.
Okay, because I feel like you're really much closer to me than you are to him.
So that would be my groomsman. You know who I also throw in there? Probably Mencia.
Oh, that's going to cause so much weirdness, babe.
This seems like a weird VH.
Might as well throw Rogan in there, too. This is like
Rogan's coming. Rogan's coming.
Yes.
He's going to marry you guys with his eyes.
Yeah. Muscle Eyes will be there. Well, I can't invite... You know what? I can't invite either one then. I can't invite Rogan and not Mencia. It would destroy him.
Then that's why we're doing it just family style.
You're right.
All non-showbiz.
You're right. You know what?
Or your wedding repairs the relationship.
Maybe.
You could be that guy.
I could be the guy. Yeah. But anyway, and then you know what? We'll do a raffle.
Oh my God, at the wedding?
Yeah, we'll do a Tiger Belly raffle.
Oh, for Tiger Belly.
Yeah, for fans. You know, fans are going to want to go to the wedding.
That is like a toaster oven for the guests.
So, you know, you we'll do a lottery. Yeah. We'll have 20 fans from older. You have to fly yourself out if you live in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come to the wedding.
Michigan.
We'll do a background check because I don't want you to shoot up the place. But we will definitely do it. Right? That'd be cool. Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll...
I have nobody on my side.
Yeah, you have so many of those fucking...
I know, I have...
Mary Ann the Beast.
She's not in my bridal party, but I love her.
Yeah.
No, but most of my family in the Philippines cannot get tourist visas here. So that's why it's difficult.
We'll
to
do a ghetto
one
over there.
Do one in Korea, too.
Oh, no.
Because I want to wear a hanbok.
Hanbok.
I have no one in Korea. Jessica, I'll tell you who's coming. Jessica would come.
No, hold on. Who's in my
Coenda.
Who is in my bridal party?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Coenda.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be. Is there a best woman?
Maid of honor, baby.
Maid of honor. Maid of honor. So yeah. Coenda would be your maid of honor, right? Yeah. So Jessica would go. Who else?
Would it be one of the...
No, I'm just trying...
It's so easy.
One of the sisters? No.
It's so easy.
Oh, I know.
Oh, Juliana.
Juliana.
You want Juliana, no. Right? One of the trans sisters. Cindy.
No, Jenna. Meg.
Jenna.
Shandy.
Oh, yeah, Shandy. Yeah, the hippie. Shandy. Hippie, that's right. That's
probably Meg.
Yeah,
you guys
Meg.
Have huge bridal parties.
Yeah, I have a lot of girlfriends, I guess.
Keep it easy. Jessica Coenda.
Dorothy.
Keep it easy. Jessica Coenda.
Jessica Coenda.
Keep it OG.
Now you're hyping me up. Like, this is really going to happen.
Well, you know, wait a couple years.
Who's your one celebrity on yours?
On mine?
Well, hey, whip up some Filipino celebs. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I have those if we have one in the Philippines.
Rue Wilson.
His name is Roe Wilson.
I was like, Rue that Wilson? Like RuPaul's Drag Race?
I like how he whispered. He's like, Rue Wilson.
Sorry, Dan.
I had a question earlier regarding the fish, since you had mentioned sturgeon.
Uh-huh.
When you grow up in America, is it something that you guys learn in elementary school, like different kinds of fish that
no.
you eat? Or
no.
is it like salmon tuna and then that's it?
Just fish.
See, in the Philippines, we have to learn a lot. Tangigi, anduhao, mulmul, bangos, lapu-lapu. Like, we have to know so many different types of fish because we're an island nation, right? And when you go to the fish market, you know exactly what types
What are you looking up, Gilbert?
Filipino fish.
All right. Look at me right now, all right? Name me 20 fish. Just look at me, rattle off.
Swordfish.
Okay.
Halibut. Sea bass. Sturgeon. Alaskan salmon. White salmon.
No. Salmon is salmon.
Salmon is salmon. We're just going with salmon.
Yeah.
Okay, you know we're playing
the
those
one
rules.
That's, the ones that's related to salmon also could be orange.
Okay.
On the inside.
We're talking barracudas now.
Yeah, barracuda is a fish.
We're talking about barracudas. Barracudas.
Name six different kinds of
We're
shark.
Talking about that anchovies. Come on, y'all. Come
he can do 20.
I can do milkfish. I can do all day. You like mackerel?
Yeah.
I'll just
yeah,
name
mackerel.
A whole, all right. Whole sushi list.
All right. I'll have another question.
You can't
for
say
you.
Barracuda.
Name me 15 kinds of nuts.
Okay.
We're talking
ten, about that. Let's do 10.
10. 10 nuts.
All right. We're talking about that almonds.
Yeah.
We got that walnut. Yeah. All right. We got the cashews.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We got those peanuts.
Yeah. No, it's a legume. Peanut's not a nut.
Just give it to him. Just give it to him.
A peanut.
Peanut.
A legume.
Peanut, you're in.
A peanut. Thank you. We're talking about.
Stop saying which we're talking about. All
right. Think Hawaii. Hawaii.
Macadamia
okay,
nut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
South America.
Brazil.
And the green one.
Yeah.
Pistachio.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, keep going.
Tag out. Finish it, Bobby.
Yeah. About Christmas. Think Christmas.
Chestnuts.
Okay, the
there
other type of weird, the ones, my favorite kind of pie.
Pecans.
Okay, there you go. And then the other kind of similar to a chestnut.
Tag out. One of you.
Walnut.
That's 10, bro. Give me a top 10.
Okay, I want you to give me, I'm trying to think of something also ridiculous, like fish.
Go ahead. Give me a 10.
Okay.
Okay, 10 types, 15 types of birds.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Bobby, what you talking about?
What's up? I'm talking about, I be talking about hummingbird, bitch.
One.
Parrots.
Two.
Birds of paradise.
Okay, yes.
Three.
I'm talking about eagles.
Four.
Hawks.
Five.
I'm talking about baby.
baby.
I'm talking,
the ones that drops babies.
Swans. But yeah.
Swan is still one.
Flamingo, dog.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
what I'm talking about? I'm talking about.
Three more, babe.
Three more. Come on, babe.
I know. What
think
you
giant
a seagull, man.
Seagull.
Okay, I'm talking about pigeons, dog.
Pigeons.
I'm talking about New York City, bro.
And done.
Yeah. Doves, baby.
Doves, done.
Prince shit.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Whew, that was intense.
Yeah, let's give Kalila a top 10.
I already named like 16
No, but something's
fish.
Hard.
What's something hard? She's smart. She's a higher
How about name me 10 Spielberg movies?
Oh, God.
Go.
I can't.
You go. And
I
go.
E.T.
But what you talking about? What you talking about?
What
you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about E.T.
Yeah,
I'm talking about...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about. Wait, did he do one of the Transformers?
No.
He produced one. No, what you directed? Well, E.T. Go. E.T. Well, you're talking about E.T.
All
no,
I'm talking about E.T. All classics.
That's one.
I'm talking about Jaws.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I'm talking about. hang on one second. The Terminal.
Terminal.
I'm talking about. Not what? Not Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Come on, say it.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
I got one. What? Right.
Oh, then you have to give me clues, like I gave you guys. I'm talking about Schindler's List.
Yeah. Blur that out.
I'm talking about. Go, give me clues.
Yeah.
Charades now.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm talking about The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Deep cuts.
I'm talking about.
Ah, a boulder.
Oh, Jumanji.
That's not what you're talking about. That's not what you're talking about. Come on.
Oh, catch me if you can.
That's not what I'm That's not what I'm singing.
That's not what he's talking about.
Bum, 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 bum.
Keep singing.
Bum, 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 bum.
You know it.
Okay. It's
Close
not...
Encounters of the
Third. Oh, come on. Okay, keep going, George.
What do you mean?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Dr. Jones.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Indiana.
Get it. Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah.
Two more.
You guys can't even fucking do that.
Bobby's friend Purdy was in this.
I'm talking about.
Purdy was in
fuck.
This.
Chicken. Hold on 1 second.
We did that.
I'm talking about.
Party was in it.
The animated game one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not.
Oh! I ready. Player one.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this one?
I'm talking.
Did we do that one already?
No, she hasn't done that one.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
That's a nay. That's
hold
a nay.
On, hold on.
Nay. That's hold that. On.
Hold on. I don't know this
hang
one.
Hang on.
What?
Seabiscuit?
No. Ah.
I'll just tell you. Warhorse.
Warhorse? Oh, ah, warhorse. No. One more. One more. Just one get one more, more on your
one
own.
More. I got to guess
okay,
one.
Save all the brothers in war. Save all the brothers in war.
Oh, I'm talking about saving Private Ryan.
There we go.
Damn, that was hard.
What an intense game.
That was a fun game.
I never want to play that again.
That's our new segment every week.
And also Duel.
Duel. Oh. Mm.
Okay, so he had to pull out the one before Jaws. That was, that was an independent film. That was an art house film.
Film major.
That nobody knows.
Columbia film.
You haven't seen Duel?
I love Duel.
Oh.
It's about the fucking trucks.
Then you know it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Glad I
we're
going to
introduce a
up.
New segment every that's week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, did you just eat something off the mic?
Yeah.
Buzz?
It was this.
Oh, like a sugar crystal?
How many of those have you eaten?
I think it's
babe,
probably
babe,
one.
Babe, that's one a day.
You're overdosing.
Babe, that's those are
there's
multivitamins.
No, there's nothing. That's, no, it's a sleep remedy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Because mine is a multivitamin. I was like, wow.
And there's nothing in there to help you sleep. I wrote the ingredients. They're just gummy candy.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to introduce a new segment that I haven't named. But it's basically every week we pull up, somebody pulls up an old picture of either George, you, me, and Gilbert, and we're going to paint the picture and explain to our audience exactly what was happening in that picture, the feelings you felt at that time.
That'd be great.
The friends you were photographed.
That'd be great.
What do you think we should call it? I have an idea, but it might you guys might not like it.
What was it? What's yours?
So back when I was growing up in the Philippines, we used to listen, before telenovelas came out, they used to have these, like, think about soap operas, but in the radio.
Okay.
And there was one called Handumanan. And Handumanan means yearbook.
Let's do that.
Oh,
that's
like
perfect.
That.
Handumanan.
Handumanan?
Yeah.
Handumanan, yeah. We'll do it.
Okay, so in this week's Handumanan.
We don't have one yet.
I think so. You know what? The picture that you had of, you showed me yesterday of you in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I have it right
pull
here.
Pull it out.
I have it right here.
And we'll also post this for people watching the video.
Yeah, well, yeah
on screen.
Yeah, I have it right here.
How do you pronounce that word again?
Handumanan.
Handumanan.
I voted today, by the way.
Vote. Rockthevote.org.
Also, I recently, a little birdie told me that you've been doing new jokes that are downright lies.
It doesn't matter. Let's move on.
About this me. Long-
Handumanan. Handumanan.
Yeah. So, this photo right here. This photo right here, okay, it has Fahim Anwar. This is my friend Paul. He's the, one of the biggest radio DJs in Miami, Florida. Miami, what's up?
What up, what up?
Yeah. And then me. This guy right here directed that show, that movie, Cocaine Cowboys.
Okay.
I forgot his name. These are two women I don't know. And right here is Michael Lenoci.
Whoa.
Okay.
What year was this?
He's been in.
This is like 12 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
He was doing stand up at that time?
He was just starting.
I was just starting. Yeah.
If you don't know Michael Lenoci, he's Chris D'Elia's opener. Mm-hmm. And he's basically the guy that sells hot dogs at fucking Jack Murphy Stadium during baseball games. He sells his merch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Instead of going, hot dogs, he goes, Chris D'Elia t shirts. And he does some stand up.
Okay.
Okay. So right here, if you see me right here.
Yeah.
I'm smiling, but look at my eyes. It's full of rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a fake smile.
Yeah. What because happened? He did something to really bother me 10 seconds before here.
What happened?
Well, this is a real story that I've told before. You know the story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, have I told the story on
Tiger?
A long time ago. I'm sorry if you've heard of it before, but so in this, but it's so funny because I mentioned it on Bad Friends podcast, and Paul, the DJ, he sent me the photo.
Nice.
Right?
Wow.
And so...
A Tiger Belly exclusive.
It's a Tiger Belly exclusive. So basically what it is that Fahim, before I did this gig in Fort Lauderdale at the Improv, Fahim goes, you know that white kid that's really annoying that hangs out here at the store? I go, you mean the jock, the bully?
The bully?
He goes, yeah. I go, what's his name? He goes, Mike. Okay. And he goes, you know, his family's in Miami, and can he MC? And I go, you know what, Fahim, he's your friend. Go ahead. So we fly him out there. And he's good on stage. He's new, but you know, you can tell that he's confident and, you know, he's trying, right? And then, so Paul calls me and goes, hey, I know you love that restaurant, Runway 84. He goes, it's packed on Sundays, but I know the owner, right? Which is this guy, right? So I go, yeah, we can get a table? He's like, yeah, we got Dan Marino's table, because Dan Marino usually goes there, but he's not there. So it's this beautiful table. The place is slammed, right? And I go, can I invite Fahim Anwar and Michael Lenoci? And Paul goes, sure, why not? They seem like nice guys, whatever. So I call them. I go, hey, you're going to eat at my favorite Italian restaurant of all time. And they're ecstatic. I go, you don't have to pay anything. You know, so we sit. We have the best meal you could possibly have. And this is a gift I'm giving to Fahim and Michael Lenoci. You know, I say this to all my openers. I go, this is a gift. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't, you know, a lot of, you can ask, a lot of headliners will bring openers and go, you have to fly your way out. Or, you know, find your way there. But not me. I'll take a chunk out of my check and fly some guy there. And if they can't get him a hotel room, I'll buy that hotel room. All right? So I'm being gracious, I think. Right? So at the end of this meal, the owner of the restaurant goes, hey, forget about it. It was delicious. You know, he's Italian. I don't know if that's what he said, but
that's about right.
That's about right. And he goes, hey, let's do a group photo. Right? But the restaurant is packed. There's bussers just running around, waiters. It's just, you know, slammed. You know, restaurant being slammed, right? And he couldn't find anyone to take the photo, right? So I go, Mike, you take the photo to Michael Lenoci. Because I figure, you know, we flew him out there. And he goes, nah. I go, hey, man, take the fucking photo. He goes, nah. And now, you know, imagine.
To Bob, yeah.
No, imagine how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm like, take the fucking photo, man. No, because I want to be in the photo. That's what he says. Which he does end up being in the photo. Mm-hmm. Right? Look at the smile.
Let me see. And you've hung on to that resentment for how long now?
12 years.
Now, in retrospect, do you appreciate that he is in that photo?
No. Why would I appreciate it?
Because it's like you know him now, you're friends now.
Well, no, because him and I have a falling out again. You know what happened last week? I told you about this.
Ah, yes, yes.
So I'm at the Laugh Factory, and you know, Lenoci and I, he also did something else a couple years after
with
that.
With the chair thing.
With the chair thing that really infuriated me. But no one knows this. Last week, we were sitting, it was me, D'Elia, and this guy, David Sullivan, who's an actor. He's a good friend of ours. And Lenoci is there. Oh, TJ Miller's there hanging out. Everyone's hanging out. And I just basically take my hand and I do like a, you know what I mean? I kind of rub his face with my hand, right? And he just sticks his fingers in my face.
To retaliate?
To retaliate. And just jabs my face.
Yeah.
That was it. That.
But you drew first blood.
It.
Don't jab the captain.
Oh, did you?
No. It's like this. It's like, okay, I'm going to just tell you something. When I did Paulie's fucking, you know, house party.
Rancing.
He does a thing, Paulie, and he's always done that since I was a kid, right? Well, he'll take his hand and squeeze as hard as he can the fat on my body.
Your muffin top.
My muffin top. And he'll go, yeah, dude, Chinese people, the fatty. And he'll just squeeze it as hard as he can. Do you think I do it back to him? I don't, because in the Korean culture, you respect your elder, right? He's ahead of me in the fucking comedy game. He helped me out, right, immensely when I was young. And I've helped Michael out, right? If I touch your face, you don't jab your fingers in my face.
He did an eye gouge?
He did an eye gouge. And so to me...
That's even illegal in MMA.
Exactly. John, so to me...
As a ref, he's
out for right now. He'd have to do something... for right now. He'd have to do something immense. Like buy me Golden Goose shoes.
You listening?
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe like a gift certificate to Aviator Nation.
Wasn't he a cheerleader? A competitive cheerleader?
You don't trust that, do you?
I know that because one of my good friends used to compete with him.
Yeah, I know. And he denies it.
What?
Yeah, I go, you're a cheerleader, dude. And he goes, no, I wasn't. But I have proof that he does.
What? How do you have proof?
Kalila told me.
No. I'm asking you if he's a cheerleader.
I love how you're waiting for the proof.
Yeah.
I can't confirm that. I just know a girl who is a competitive cheerleader. And I was like, how do you know him? She goes, oh, through cheerleading.
Yeah, he seems like a cheerleader to me.
Yeah. Since it's our first week of Hundumanan.
We just did it.
I'm going to share with you guys a picture from my past.
Okay.
And I'm going to show it to you, babe.
Okay.
And it seems very... innocuous at first and seeming like a good family photo, but there's a lot going on here. Have a look at this. You tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Okay. So what do we got here? I'm going to zoom in a bit.
Uh-huh.
That's your dad.
That's my, yeah, it's my
your papa. Okay. That's your mom.
It's my mom.
In the yellow.
Yeah.
That's you. You're so cute, babe.
Mm-hmm.
No, your mom's in the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matita Cecil in the yellow.
Yeah. And then you have...
Cecil.
You have this man to the right. Who the fuck
That's
is that?
That's my Lulu Ipi.
Oh, your Lulu Ipi?
I thought that was Roger.
My grandfather.
I think what's wrong... I think what's wrong... I'll tell you what. I think what's wrong in the photo is that you have a gigantic glass of wine. I think that's the bad part of it.
Bad
so does
how
old sister are you? In that photo.
How
I think I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
On top of that, this is when I was 8 years old.
You look real happy.
I looked exactly like Lil Tay.
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Get married.
But that was my first sip of alcohol.
You're so cute, baby.
And I hated it. But you see how my grandpa, my Lulu Ipi here, he's looking at it like he fucking hates it?
Yeah.
But that's because he was a provincial man. He was a very humble guy, and he's looking at this shit like, what the fuck is this grape juice that I'm about to drink?
Oh.
He was a San Miguel beer kind of guy.
Bro, he looks scary.
No, but is that your mom's dad?
Yeah, that's my grandpa.
That's not Roger?
That's my papa.
Okay.
That's your
my
papa.
My biological father. And then my biological father, Edgar, this is him, my papa. He used to always wear, you know how cords are the big thing now, like where men wear like and women wear coordinated bottom and top?
Yeah.
My dad, his whole life was cords.
That's how you got the tooch, huh?
My nose, yeah. my beaky nose?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My dad had a nose.
You can see the tooch from there.
Oh, you know what? I was just talking to a friend who like masturbates to animated Pinocchio.
Okay.
And I'll tell you
pass.
Why. I'll tell you why. So like ever since I've known her, and she's married, she's with kids and everything. But ever since I've known her, she's always like kind of salivated over dudes with fucking like Adrian Brody. Like not even mildly long.
Oh, nose. She likes big noses.
Yeah, she wants a nose so long that
she would love Nick Youssef.
Yes, actually, I sent her a picture of Nick Youssef, and she was like, "Oh yeah, fap, you know, fap material." But anyways, what I was saying is, she wants a nose so long and so beaky that if it entered her butthole, he'd still be able to speak.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
Like if
God.
He stuck, it's so long. If he stuck it in her butthole, he'd still be able to carry a conversation.
You
That's
could
how
be
long.
Able to
she
breathe
wants it.
Though, right? Oh, you could breathe
through
mouth. Your
mouth.
Through your mouth. Yeah. But you're inhaling.
Ooh, a lot.
Vagina.
A lot of dark.
No, asshole. She wants the nose in her asshole, not the vagina.
Yeah, but
no, but if
mouth.
He's breathing through his mouth, he's getting vagina.
Oh, yeah, the nose is covered. Yeah.
That's fine.
It's all aromatics.
Yeah.
Anywho, do we have a question? Do we have unhelpful advice or what?
Unhelpful advice with Bobby at Kalila.
Dear Tiger Belly, I have been having sexual problems throughout my life. I'm attracted to women and have a big sex drive, but I find vaginas disgusting, and I can't look at them, let alone fuck them. And I also find the idea of anal disgusting.
You're gay, dude.
I have experimented with other. I've experimented with other men before, but didn't feel anything.
Okay.
I'm currently 18 and still a virgin. How do I maintain a relationship or sex life with women if I don't want
you
to
could
have
be asexual.
Intercourse?
You could be asexual.
You could be asexual.
True.
I mean, it almost sounds...
He is attracted to women, though.
Yeah, you can want and feel things for the opposite sex and not want to engage with them in any capacity sexually. I think that's like the proper definition of asexuality, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're just absolutely repulsed by genitalia, asshole. Have you tried other holes?
But also imagine...
Like a nose and a butt.
No, like other orifices. Like, do you like blowjobs? Is that a good question to ask? Like, do you want your own genitalia fondled? Mm.
That's not in there.
What?
He doesn't. We don't know that information through the email.
I know. That's what I'm
saying. But what I'm saying is that it's... I have prayed to be asexual at one point. Because imagine the kind of money you would save. Honestly. You know how much money I've spent on cologne? Why would you buy cologne to attract women?
True.
You know what I mean? You know, I dress to impress, you know what I mean? My girlfriend or other women.
What is attraction to you, though? Is it strictly sexual attraction? Because I don't...
No, but what I'm saying, though, is that I put in so much money in terms of, like, especially as a young man.
Make yourself appealing.
Right, to make myself appealing and buying jackets and, you know what I mean? And, you know, and spending energy and time into attracting women or getting laid, right? Mm-hmm. When if I cut all that out, you know what I mean? If that wasn't... You know, a thing that I did, I would save so much money, and I think I would be further along in life.
Yeah, but you're not taking into account how difficult it is to be a young person and want to form these deep relationships with people who do want to fuck, but yet you don't want to fuck. So, like, how do you find your, you know, thank God there are other asexual people, and now asexuality is, like, a thing that people understand better. But in your day and age, imagine that, trying to find a partner who understands that you just don't want to do that. Like, that's difficult.
Yeah, well, then you're still alone.
Yeah, but you don't have to be alone if you understand yourself and you understand that that's a thing that actually a lot of people
are. Well,
just
find a best friend.
No, you find a romantic partner that you live a happy life with that you just don't engage with sexually, and that's a thing too.
Yeah.
That's a thing too. I would also
18, so maybe we don't know. Maybe 6 months from now, he's like something happens to him biologically, and he's all of a sudden.
Also, we're just not qualified to fucking answer this question because we're not like sex experts. But I do want to know like if he does enjoy other things like blowjobs and hand jobs, but
or maybe
he doesn't like
the. Go to a farm and look at a fucking cow vagina. Maybe he's into animals.
Well, that's not.
Well, just experiment, figure it out.
But you didn't hear that, Remy.
Can we do one more quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is George. I work for an internet company which is growing by leaps and bounds, and this is partially due to my diligence and work ethic. I truly love my job, and I'm proud of my part in the success of the company, but I'm routinely and cruelly bullied by the talent on the channel I support.
Wait, he's what?
He's cruelly bullied by the talent on the channel he supports. My boss is like a human potato hybrid with Tourette's syndrome. I would physically fight him, but he has the DNA of an elite power athlete.
He does.
And all my coworkers seem to have really drunk the Kool-Aid. My boss does sleep a great deal.
Excuse you.
I'm just reading George's email. My boss does sleep a great deal, leaving me many opportunities to seek vengeance without immediate repercussion. But that is not my style.
Wait. Honestly, is that from you?
No.
I'm just reading this email from
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
But I feel like I'm
in my youth, I was trained in the arts of gardening and fisticuffs by a very well-respected pugilist.
Muhammad Ali.
Maybe I should rely on my training and just throw down with my boss. What should I do? George.
Do you have a problem? That's you, right?
No.
Wait. All farm.
What? Now I'm going to get in trouble for somebody else trying to.
No. Honestly, did you
see what you did, guy?
You're in trouble now. Give me this email after this.
Did you send that email?
Absolutely not.
Whoever did that
is pretty funny, though.
Somebody speaking on behalf of him who probably sees that George maybe feels.
It's another white guy.
All right, so what you're saying is
the defender of the whites.
All right, I want. Let's get this out. Let's play it out. Let's get it out. Right. All right. Okay. So
full disclosure, not George.
If you're not happy with the environment, there are other options. But you know what? Here's the deal. It's just like you know that I love you. It's just the game.
I feel like you're responding to that guy rather than me. Now I'm.
Wait, did I drink the Kool-Aid?
I think that person's talking about me.
No, it said other employees drank the Kool-Aid.
No, because I know dudes, I read comments, right? And people go, I don't like Tiger Belly because Bobby bullies everyone around him. But it's like, why can't, you know, when other, there are other.
Why can't you just bully?
That, no, what I'm saying is that if I was a white host, right? Because white, I know a bunch of white hosts that bully the people around them, right? And they don't get complaints probably. Mm. Right, it's because that I'm this little fat little Asian guy, and people don't like the fact that I yell at you and shit. But the thing is that you do retarded shit sometimes, man. You know what I mean? And sometimes you're not woke, and sometimes you're off the ball. But mostly you're good, right? You,
yeah,
Napoleon.
You, man.
Yeah,
maybe that's your name.
Yeah, Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
But it's just, you know, that
great job reading that, Gilbert. Now I
so what I'm saying is that if you're not happy,
I am happy,
figure
sir.
Something else
we
out.
Side with you. I'm reading someone else.
Gilbert, you.
This is more.
I'm just saying. I don't know if that comes from you. Is that
it
coming from you?
It doesn't come from me at all.
No, Bajor 100% said.
Has he ever said fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. I don't know, but
he wouldn't say. Well, he
would. I ever go and get into fisticuffs with anybody?
No.
Yeah.
Have you been in a? Hey, this is actually
but
a real question.
Is something you would say though.
Have you gotten have you been in an actual physical altercation in your past?
Never.
Have you been almost, but you avoided it with just words and kind of just calmness?
Yeah, I don't think I've even almost been in anything.
You never got jumped?
No.
Dang.
I've been jumped. I've been jumped in school.
Fuck yeah, I've been jumped.
But not like Rod. Mine was more just bullied.
I got fucking thrown into a bush.
I used to have a rolly book bag and people. I knew everyone laughs every time I talk about it.
Fair financially with this thing too.
You know
see,
what?
This guy got
I'm fair financially with it too.
I'm gonna cut the tension with something that I noticed.
I love you.
I don't know.
Another
Bobby,
thing I noticed about the Philippine
supposed to be
culture.
Funny.
I don't know, man.
Babe.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed about the Philippine culture?
What, babe?
That over here, another thing we learned about fish, you guys didn't, right? Is braces something that people are ashamed of wearing here?
Yes.
Okay, not in the Philippines. So it's a show of status.
Money, right?
And so people wear braces until they're 50. They never take it off.
What?
Yeah. So even they don't get them tightened anymore. They just like the metal in the mouth to show that they're possibly middle class. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's really big in the Philippines to show that you're middle class, Starbucks. Like over here, a homeless person could, you know, be holding a Starbucks cup.
I see.
Over there, only that's a socialan thing to do. Like if you're seen at Starbucks, you're like, ooh, like you must have some money.
Yeah.
Remember?
So if I took a provincial Filipino person to like Morton Steakhouse.
No. They have good food in the Philippines. Yeah, they'd probably
Morton's ain't shit in Philippines.
Morton's ain't shit in the Philippines. If there's anything Filipinos know how to do, it's cook meat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first solo we've done in a very long time.
How do we do? Have we lost our touch?
No, I miss you guys. Good. That was fun.
God, you really got nervous with the Steven Spielberg stuff, guys.
I know, but you know, I got really angry at the end.
That was literally supposed to make you laugh. I don't know why you.
Laugh.
Why did you go dark?
Because I think I don't know who it's from.
It's a fake person.
I don't know.
This is supposed to be us addressing and be like, none of this is
true. Because he could have emailed it as a fake person.
George?
Yeah.
Would not go through all that trouble.
George is
overworked. I don't have time for all that trouble.
Yeah, he works like 14 hours a day.
Anyway, I love Richard Pryor.
I want to say that I have missed you guys.
Same.
I have missed being in this room, just the four of us. This was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do it again.
We will.
We'll see you guys in a month and a half. a lot of great guest lines.
We'll get one quicker. But yeah, a lot of great guests coming up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Come to our wedding.
Come to the wedding. Yeah, you guys, leave in the comments below on iTunes and on YouTube.
Who should officiate?
And also give some suggestions for bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Wait, I have my own. Come on, guys. I have friends.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm going to have a cigarette and then we'll do the ads.
All right, we'll be back with some housekeeping.
Thanks again. Oh, well, we can do it right now.
Okay, I was going to do a clean edit. So we're keeping all this in because we're crazy here. Thank you to our sponsors, Manscaped and Postmates.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code SLEPT.
Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. So to start free deliveries, download the app and use the code BELLY, BELLY.
Get your tickets to see The Slept King live. Bobby will be in Denver, Colorado, March 12th to 14th at the Denver Comedy Works.
Keep going. I got to look up.
Houston, Texas, March 27th to 29th at the Houston Improv. Dallas, Texas, April 3rd to 5th at the Dallas Improv. Calusa, California, April 17th at the Calusa Casino. San Diego, California, April 30th to May 2nd at the American Comedy Club. Ontario, California, May 8th to 10th at the Ontario Improv. Go to Bobby Lee Live and grab them before they're gone. BobbyLeeLive.com.
And if you want to get your question like George Kimmel submitted to the Unhelpful Advice, you can do that at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for interesting, unusual, non-typical problems, and we need your help as much as you want ours. Once again, that's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can follow everything on TigerBelly at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly, everything Kalila at CalamityK, everything Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, everything George at George_Kimmel, myself at Gilbits. And guys, we're going to announce last week's...
Oh. Babe, careful. Gooner's been
Go with that, you. And then I have something else I just remembered.
We're going to announce last week's Tiger Belly contest winner. Last week we asked you to make a Tiger Belly meme, and you guys sent some really funny stuff. And I believe the one we liked, he actually did two of them. His name is Paudota, P-A-U-D-O-T-A. Check him out on Instagram, sir. Paudota, you win for actually both your memes. They're very funny. And we will get your info and send you a little gift basket or gift bag.
I saw one of those gift bags that you sent somebody.
Yeah.
It has everything.
I didn't send that. It's legit. So
I was just worried it wasn't big enough. You don't pause when you say that.
It has everything. I was like, wait, I don't even have that t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't have that t-shirt either. Like that. I literally don't have that t-shirt.
I've been asking for that t-shirt.
We're going to get more size because you're a size medium. You're not extra large.
I'm small.
You're small. We're going to get some more smalls. Anyways, guys, we'll get your info and we'll send you a gift. So next week contest, make another meme.
Also, we are doing another live show on
Oh, that's right. We do have to plug that. March 17th.
Close that door. Yeah,
close that. Is it really loud?
All I keep hearing is a dog yelling.
March 17th, guys, we are going to do a live podcast. It's a part of Bert Kreischer's Take the Day Off. Take the day off work. Is it like a podcast marathon thing he's doing at the Comedy Store?
Yep, we're at the Comedy Store.
And the original room at 2 p.m., is it?
I believe so. But sure, you can go if you get to the tickets to the main thing. You'll take the day off
and come hang out with us. We're going to talk, probably ask.
We're either headlining or the second to last podcast of that day.
Yeah, we'll have all info in the description.
Yeah, so. But I think that information's probably out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
We should have had it ready.
Once again, guys, for the contest next week, make another meme based on this episode. A lot of good juicy stuff here, especially Kalila's list of Spielberg. She was sweating. And she killed it. Relax. Also, George, a proper congratulations to you, for me and Kalila at least.
Yeah.
Very happy for you.
I know Bobby's a little bit grumpy about the thing, but...
He gave me a good hug in the hallway. Away from all cameras and everything.
Okay, I'm glad. He has to do it. He cannot show you love in front of an audience. Yeah. It's just, he has a hard time showing me love in front of an audience. In fact, what I was saying to him earlier was, you know how I heard from Little Birdie that a lot of his new material are straight up lies about me. Like, he switches it. Like, for instance, he has this new, without giving too much away, he talks about how noise I make when I wake up before him in the morning.
You allergic to cats there, Gilbert?
Keep going.
Gilbert, you're not allergic to Gooner anymore.
I am.
You've known the cat for 5 years.
I haven't seen this cat in so long.
He's here every week.
Okay. What you're saying about Bobby?
So, in short, I want to say that all his new stuff, while it's very funny, they are untrue about me.
That's the PSA, everyone.
That's it. I'm here to defend my honor.
No, you have to. That's not fair. You don't have a mic to go up there and rebuttal.
I'm like, just in the audience, just heckle him.
Excuse me. I'm 5'8". We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, George, love you so much. Really happy for you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. It was really nice to be back here with just the fam, and we will see you.
It had been way too long.
Time. Yeah. Next time, right? Wait, when's the next time we do a solo?
I don't know.
I think
in 3 weeks.
We're horrible with that stuff. Let's just say next time.
I've got it scheduled out. You know, we'll just push whatever guest episodes we have till later.
If one doesn't come in 3 weeks, you guys know who to contact.
Yeah.
You know who to contact.
Jorge.
Okay. Jorge, a.k.a. the guy that sent that unhelpful advice that backfired on me.
Thought
that was a fun one for everyone. Never mind, guys. My bad.
Nothing's ever backfired before.
You didn't calculate that risk very well.
All right, guys.
See you guys. Bye.
See you later.